Hey everyone, welcome to Burn It Down and Leave. I don't remember what's happening.
Oh my god.
It's been so long, you guys.
But, it still doesn't change.
But anyway, we did Wonder Woman this week.
We did Wonder Woman this week.
We did her. She loved it.
We did. I wish.
I love her. Anyway, hold on. We can't
Gal
get into
Gadot
it yet.
Is beautiful.
Because this is also okay. The real intro. We're not redoing it. But yeah, we watched Wonder Woman. I just want to let everybody know, and I am going to post another thing. So if you already listened to that, you already know. We've kind of been away for a little while due to like some technical issues and just like half of our members are all over the place. So
yeah.
But now we got it all figured out and we're going to be fine and cool and dandy. So we should be back on our regularly mostly scheduled programming. So you love us.
Yeah.
We love you. It's great. Yeah.
We love you, Los Angeles.
Also,
I'm like, go ahead.
Kyle's like, I want to be back in. So Kyle's back in.
No way.
Yeah.
Yay.
And Messi's like, I don't want to be in it. Whatever. Kyle's on whatever land. He's a cool guy, Kyle.
Okay.
I'm choking on nothing.
Well, just, yeah, I'm like 2 hours away from where Mike is right now. At Boy Scout camp again.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I'm not ditching out at Boy Scout camp. I'm here. I'm live.
Well, it wasn't like you ditched out last time. We just didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah. So now we're figuring it out this time because, like, we love you guys.
And we're smart. And we figured out, for some reason, I never thought of this before. This is the stupidest intro ever. But last year we were like, oh, we're stupid. And this year we're like, why don't we just record each other and then just send each other files?
That makes way more sense. Anyways, you guys don't need to know this.
But if you care, whatever. If you don't, that's cool too.
Whatever.
Maybe I'll just put this in a separate episode. We'll clip it. But anyway.
That's a good idea. All right, so.
We watched Wonder Woman 2017. Zack Snyder month got canceled due to Zack Snyder's life sucking.
Which is really sorry. We may make fun of Zack Snyder a lot, but nobody deserves to go through something like that.
But it's been a long enough time for me to be able to be... Fuck you, Zack Snyder, again.
Okay. So here we are with Wonder Woman.
Can I just say... Now, here's the thing. Now,
sure.
I think that... So, this is the first, if you don't mind me saying, good DC
movie. Wait. Are we not letting me do my thing to start this, or...?
I want to start this just saying that, so I can make
my shitty joke. Okay, you're going to get a joke. Okay.
Yeah, because it was like... I mean, the best thing Zack Snyder can do for DC is let somebody else direct, you know? He did write this.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It wasn't depressing or anything. It's just that he directs everything depressing.
That's also true, yeah.
Anyway, do your thing, girl.
Oh, so, well, I was going to say to get this out of the way right now, we get it. She's an attractive woman.
Wait, what?
Let's move on from that. I was going to say, we get it. She's an attractive woman. We don't have to bring it up again.
Are you sure?
You I'd rather not. I'd rather stay to the content, but if we have to, we have to. Anyways, Wonder Woman is a 2017 action-adventure fantasy movie. It is PG-13, and it is 21 minutes long. It got a 8.2 out of 10 on IMDb, and a Metascore rating of 76. Very high all around.
And the last time I checked, the Rotten Tomatoes was like 93%.
There you
Which
go.
Which is insane.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, it's featuring people such as Gal Gadot, Chris Pine, Robin Wright, Lucy Davis, and the list is very high. Danny Houston, like, it's a very good list of people.
Yeah,
and I didn't screw up the names this time.
I think, I don't know how to pronounce Gal Gadot's last name. It might be Gadot or Gadot.
No, it's Gal Gadot.
Is it though? Because I've heard other people say it the other way too.
Well, I've heard Gal Gadot a lot, so...
Me too. That's because I always say her name.
And it was directed by Patty Jenkins.
Yeah, Patty Jenkins. She only did, like, 2 movies, right?
Something like that. Let me check real quick.
She did, like, Monster, and that was, like, her first movie, and then this is, like...
She did...
One of her...
Dude, she directed Arrested Development.
A few episodes. She did TV stuff. But I mean, like, movies.
Besides that, she did Monster, The Killing... looks like that's really
Isn't that crazy?
Just Drive.
That like she does like a low budget film and then does like a multi-million dollar craziness film. For like,
and like the best like feminine like look at this shit, we're women and we are badass.
I hope you got facts about Wonder Woman for us later to randomly pull up.
I probably do,
because if you don't, I have them, because this is the perfect one for facts, because there's insane facts about Wonder Woman.
Well, good thing I studied beforehand. I forgot to study beforehand.
My god, man. So this is what I've been telling people. They're like, I've been so hurt by DC in the past, I just don't know what to believe in anymore. And I've been telling people, did you like the first Captain America movie? And then they go, it was okay. And then I go,
right.
Did you like the first Thor movie? And then they go, it was okay. And I was like,
right.
If you combine them and made it better, that's literally what it is. Because it's Wonder Woman is basically Thor not knowing anything. And then it's World War One, which is basically Captain America, just before
just
Captain America.
Yeah.
Like, the setting. So, like, it was a perfect... It was so well... It was just so smartly done. It was awesome.
Yeah, no, it was well done, for sure. Everybody I was with, apparently... I didn't expect this, but I went out with a bunch of climbing directors here, and they were all comic book nerds.
Oh, yeah?
Which, you know, I'm not... and they were like freaking out. They're like, this is really good. And they're like, I didn't expect this.
Nobody did.
Like, usually they're no. So very good. Yes.
Cause what was it, the trailer for this or Justice League, when right at the end of it, I was like, it's probably going to suck.
I think it was Justice League. There was very minimal amounts of, trailers for this.
Yeah. But they had like a million posters.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. Like, they definitely advertised the crap out of it, just I was surprised by the lack of trailers, which is probably a good idea. We've always been saying this, that trailers, people always do this crap where they play the whole movie in the trailer, which they're doing with the Justice League.
Well, they're doing, Justice League keeps showing the same, like, three things, which is fine.
Yeah, but which this- is, it, dude, okay, so before we go any farther, the comic book nerds were like, dude, Justice League's gonna rock. I'm like, it's still directed by Zack Snyder, so, like 90% of it, so.
Like 99%.
It's gonna suck.
It's probably gonna suck.
Calling it now. It's gonna suck.
Unless they got somebody, like, breathing down his neck the whole time. We'll see.
Which it didn't sound like they did, but. I mean, because he reshot another 50% of it before he left.
Well, I don't know if that's a true number, but, like, they did...
Not actually, like, 50%, but, like, a lot.
There are reshoots a lot, but, like, there's usually reshoots in movies.
No, but, like, apparently it's, like, so what I was hearing was, I mean, this is all rumor hearsay, but they did the entire movie, and then
Snack Snyder
was like, hey, let's reshoot... like the entire movie again, and apparently like they redid like the majority of the movie, and then he left for reasons.
That's insane. I don't think that's true, but
there's like a weird noise happening in your
head. Oh yeah, one of the other reasons that my place sucks is that there's a train.
No. Oh my god.
And earlier people were like screaming outside, so yeah.
So if Mike dies during this podcast.
Yeah. If you hear noise, I'm going to try to edit out the best I can, but
that's great.
It's super stupid.
Anyways, let's get into it.
Yeah. So I went into it expecting nothing and left expecting. Right. I was like, I don't want this to be done. Like, I'm just super into it. I was like, yeah. And I was like, and it felt like it was winding down. I was like, no, please keep going. Like, I just loved every second. It was insane.
That's funny you say that, because I was the opposite.
Really?
I liked it, but I wanted it to be done at one point at the end. I was like, this needs to be done now. Because you're cool if we skip to the ending, because like, this is
one
of
my
points.
Jump around, because like,
okay.
They're, like, most of my plot problems are kind of at the end, so.
All right, cool. So, like, the main issue I have was there's that cool, like, shot of her standing with, like, the background burning and the warriors getting, like the sun coming up, you know, and the army people, like, being friends. And I was like, that's a great shot. And then they blip back to the future where she, like, emails Bruce back. Uh-huh. And then she, like, jumps off the building. I was like, that was the dumbest ending. Because that one shot, if they would have ended at the sunset right there, that would have been cool as hell. Or if they would have ended with her, like, responding to Bruce, like, some connection to the Justice League, that would have been cool. But, like, that just seemed like a really dumb ending. And I felt like they were like, we have a really cool movie, and we're just going to end it because I don't know what to do.
That's I thought it looked weird. I thought it was fine.
Yeah, it did.
I think it because she doesn't really fly in the...
No, I know she jumps, but...
But in this one, she flies away at the end. So, like...
Well, she jumps away. Like, it's a powerful jump.
I am assuming she flying. Because she can fly.
It looked
fly.
Like jumping.
Well, she jumped out the building and then, like, put the one arm forward and then put the other arm forward after, so...
So, to clarify right now, unlike every other movie we've seen where I still ask you questions a little bit, I know literally nothing about Wonder Woman. I've never seen her in anything. I've never read about her in anything. I know literally nothing about Wonder Woman. This is my first experience with it.
Sweet.
So.
I know... I don't know much about her either. I know, like, things I know from, like, TV and stuff and, like video games and things, but not really...
Right, I know, like, literally nothing.
Sweet. She's cool. She's got the lasso of truth. Her sword doesn't really mean anything, I don't think. I was like, I didn't remember her having a sword and shield, like, a bunch.
Well,
from the things I'm familiar with her but, like, who knows?
I think the shield does stay with her, but I know that obviously the sword doesn't, because it's gone.
But, like, the lasso of truth is, like, a thing that's always been
her thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's her thing, yeah.
So do you have any facts about the lasso of truth?
I have none about the lasso of truth. No.
I got a fact for you then.
Do it.
The guy that invented the polygraph test is the one that created Wonder Woman.
Well, I knew that. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why she has a lasso of truth, because it's literally like an homage to like his lie detector test.
Yep. So, like, everything, which is cool, because even her, like, adaptations later were all by psychiatrists. She's a psychiatrist-built character. So the original guy who made her, and then people who, like, changed her in, like, future times, which made her less feminist, whatever, was still a psychiatrist. So, like, it's really cool, because, like, apparently it's incredibly psychiatrist-driven, you know?
Yeah. And the guy that made her, his wife, was like, make it a woman. Otherwise, it would have been a guy.
That's crazy. No way. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Isn't that bananas?
That's crazy.
It was just like, and he's like, okay, cool. I'll do it. You know, super dope.
I knew there was a time, the reason why Wonder Woman died off was, I think it was like the 80s onward. They were like, we don't like that there's lesbians in this. So they like cut out the whole portion of her being like, Amazon. Uh-huh. And they were like, they just made it completely about her love interest. So that's what there was cartoons that forever that were just about the love interest with her and him, and not even like about her background and like the powerful women, which we just recently got back to. Apparently this movie was the defining moment where it actually came back to Wonder Woman being a badass female.
That's crazy. I didn't know that they, like, got rid of all that.
Yeah, they, like, totally were not cool with that. And this is the first time since they stopped doing that Wonder Woman came back as, like, a straight-up just badass female and not just, like, a romance type thing.
Because she's, like, she's the third biggest property in DC.
Right. You think they'd fucking... Well, like, I don't know about the comics, obviously, but, like, cartoon and movie-wise, yeah, that's what it's been since they changed it.
It's just nuts that, like... I'm really glad this didn't flop because,
that'd have been it, dude.
I need another one. Like, I'm ready for another one, like, tomorrow.
Oh, totally. and, like, this was cool. It's going to spark interest in the other ones, too, which means, like, Justice League has to get its shit together because people are going to be there for Wonder Woman, you know? Basically.
It just stinks.
It's kind of like what...
The commercials, like, ruin me because I'm like, I can't trust you. I can't trust the commercials.
No, entirely. That's what I said. And like people are arguing with me on it, but I'm like, look at every single other one that looked cool and funny. It was trash. All of them were trash. And like the like, one they didn't put a ton of trailers out for was really good.
I don't know.
I don't know either, man.
I'm like really glad that the villain was not either the general from the Germans or
Dr. Poison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we? Like, yeah. Okay.
I was like, this is gonna be shitty. If this is what I didn't know what the fight was gonna be at the end.
Right. So you know that phone call where like what's his nuts gets the call from his secretary and he's with the British intelligence guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he gets that call and he's like, "Don't go to that place." That was the moment. Like, of course, this is me. I'm usually pretty decent at like seeing some things coming. So when he said that to her, the secretary, I'm like, and Gal Gadot was like, "Oh my god, Lieutenant, whatever is Ares." I was like, "Oh my god, that guy who just said something is totally Ares." I saw it right at that moment
because of what she said.
Because how she reacted, and then I thought about it, I'm like, "Oh my god, Ares is totally being quiet about this." And he's not making it super obvious, you know, because like that guy was, if you listen to how he was acting and shit, he was being very detrimental to what was going on.
See, I didn't see that. So that's awesome.
I knew right away. Yeah, I knew right away. Yeah.
Because I was, but my thing was like, I was just like on board. I was just like in it.
No,
I wasn't
sure.
Like paying attention. I was just like, whatever Wonder Woman said, I was like, yeah, he's the bad guy. Like, I was just like on her team for everything. No matter what she did, I was like, you're right. You're right. You're the best. I love you.
They played it out really well. Unlike most movies where it's easily predictable. Like, even though I knew, it was still easy to go along with her and be like, that dude totally is Ares.
Yeah.
Because like, he seems like it. And Dr. Poison, like, definitely, the way they worded it seemed like he made Dr. Poison from clay, you know, because he's a god. And I was like, that makes sense. But no, apparently not.
No. I like that. No, let's go back to the beginning.
Sure, let's do that.
When, like, they're giving, the mom is telling Wonder Woman the story of, like, how she was born.
Yep.
Like sculpted from clay or whatever. That used to be a real origin story.
Oh, really?
That was like a thing. That was a for real thing. I don't know how true like this is to the story. Like, I know Ares is an actual villain of hers, but I don't know if like Zeus is actually her father in the legitimate like Jesus type way, you know?
Right, so we were talking about this afterwards, because I was like, now I'm confused. So is she a goddess, and like, so she's Zeus's daughter, and like the way I guess it's technically no, she's not like a daughter or related to Zeus in that way, because he like, there's like this whole like side to it that's super confusing, because technically she's Ares' sister. But technically, she's not as well.
Well, Ares is the daughter. She's a demigod.
Right. No. So it's like, yes and no, she's related to Zeus. Yes.
Zeus made her dad. No.
Right, well, like, yes. So the way that I was told by the comic nerds was, yes, Zeus made her. No, technically, she's not related to Zeus.
But in this movie, like this universe, she is.
Okay. Okay.
In this universe, like, she's like Hercules.
From what we know so far. From what we know so far. Because we don't know that much, actually. Which is really cool. They left out plenty of information for us to, like, guess.
I suppose. From what I gathered was, Zeus banged the queen of the Amazons. And then the daughter was Wonder Woman.
I don't think that's what happened. I think Zeus made her and created the Amazons and gave her to the Amazons to protect her. That was the point of it, right?
I'm pretty sure I thought she said that, like, the mom, like, had her, like, gave birth to her.
I don't know about that. See, that's the thing. I don't know. I think you made that up, because I'm pretty sure that they actually said at one point that she was given to the Amazons to be protected by them. That's why she wouldn't let her fight or anything.
No. She wasn't given to like be protected. She was there to be the protector.
Okay.
But the queen was like, "This is my daughter, and I don't want her to have to fight Ares. So right. I don't want her to learn any battle skills." I mean, you could still be right. You just had it backwards.
Either way.
But, and then Ares is like the son, or son of Zeus and like another god.
Right, because he's a straight up son of Zeus.
He's like the full, he's like a full god. And then I'm assuming that Wonder Woman is just like a demi god. So she's like, that's why she can't like shapeshift and like do all this crazy stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But that was interesting. Like, that was a good, this was a pretty decent origin story.
No, it was. It didn't even feel like a normal origin story. I'm like, because it felt like really fun the whole time.
I know.
And like, it wasn't super depressing the whole time. Like, there was that scene, there's the scene where she's like getting dressed up and stuff.
I think it got like that it got more depressed. It was depressing. I feel like the movie followed the outlook of Wonder Woman. She's like optimistic and like sees things happen, but she's like, once Ares is dead, it's going to be great, you know?
Right, exactly.
And then as it kept going, she kept seeing more terrible things, and then the movie got darker, which is perfectly, that's like perfect. That's like the way it should have been, you know? Like, you're like following her on her journey. It's not going to be rainbows and jokes and sunshine the whole time.
No, totally. But there is, unlike every other like trash thing where also there were bad jokes in the other movies, this one did really well at balancing like a funny, lighthearted feel at the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
Which is how it should have been.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
And then even like when there was like moments of levity later, when it was pretty dark and like dire, it still was like, it still wasn't like jarring. Like, yeah, you're going to be kind of funny together, you know, but you're not going to be like, ooh, you know, but like, that's what's wrong with like the Superman movies and stuff. There's never any levity. It's all just depression from the get go.
Yeah.
And then there's a joke, but it's not funny. The joke ain't funny because there's never been a point that makes you think these people are funny because it's all just depression.
Well, and Superman would never be like, you're dead or something, you know? Like, why? Well, he would never be that guy.
Yeah, Superman would be like sunshine and rainbows the whole time. That's the whole point of Superman. And then, like, Batman's the guy that's like, I hate everybody, you know?
So when they try to make a movie where it's like, I'm a moody Superman, it's like, okay.
And then they make Wonder Woman, and she's like, I'm Wonder Woman, I'm awesome.
The best.
I'm like,
She's so good. Yes, she's the best.
Yeah.
Let me do a fun fact.
Okay.
These two tie in together. Okay. As usual. So first off, Patty Jenkins. Oh my god. Patty Jenkins was originally supposed to actually be directing this film back in 2005.
Thank god.
But then she got pregnant. Yeah, but then she got pregnant, so she had to step down and then it was delayed.
Thank god. We'd probably get some trash actress. And it'd be a trash movie. Because, like, that was when garbage was being made.
And then, that also plays along directly into Gal Gadot. Because Gal Gadot had to do some reshoots while she was 5 months pregnant.
Yeah, she's got two kids. She's 32 years old, has two kids, and married. And I'm sad because I can't ever be her husband.
I know, right?
Because I've loved her for years. Since Fast and Furious 4.
I know.
I know.
She had to wear a green screen on her belly for the reshoots.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that turned out pretty good.
It did. But since we talked about green screen, we're going to talk about my major issue with this movie.
Some of the all most that terrible.
Segue.
Like the part. We can say that most of this is green screen. Like, I don't know how much of this is real sets, but like there are some times when it looks so bad. Please tell me what part you're going to say.
I was going to say some of the CGI, I'm assuming it's CGI, is just goddamn trash in this movie. Like anytime she's jumping and like fighting or anything, like there's like skipping of her body. Like, it actually, like, skips in portions. Or, like, you can see bidding, like, sometimes in the CGI.
What movie theater like, did you not, watch it in?
On the Rice Lake one, which actually is a really good one. It was not great. It was not great CGI.
Because, like, they did sometimes they did like the zooming thing, which is annoying. And then they
yeah,
did
which that's
a ton of slow yeah. motion, which is super weird. Like, we'll get back to that later, I guess. But
okay. I'm just talking about like moments where she was like jumping was the main issue for me because I could like you could see it wasn't great CGI.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
I'll have to watch it again, which I will. I think it always looks kind of weird, you know? I think every movie where they have to, like, jump, they do, like, this weird, like, it just looks fake because it's, like, it's a real person, looks like a real person, and then they do, like, a thing like that, and you're like, that's not real. Like, that's not possible.
Right.
And it just looks, at least it doesn't look like they're on a, like, wire, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's gotten better. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking like down. It was still a good movie and it actually right. didn't pull me out of the movie. But it was just something that I noticed, of course. Small things, small details. Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, okay, cool. Like, I mean, the whole place they're standing in isn't real. But like sometimes things like right. that, like motion is hard sometimes. Yeah.
Oh,
speaking of which.
Yes.
There's two things that I just, every time it was used in like excess, the whip. The lasso.
Yeah.
Every right. time that they used it, I was like, that looks kind of really shitty.
Really? I was okay with that.
When they used it earlier, when it was like, oh, it's just like clearly just a lasso that they like put like a lightened. Color over. But when in the fight with Ares, when she's like using it and like it's like got leaving like trails in the sky, it looks so fakey. I was like, oh, that's so depressing. It just looked I didn't like that at all.
Yeah, my issue with it wasn't... I was okay with how it looked. My issue was, is it like magic? Because it doesn't have a determined length ever.
I think it has an infinite length. I don't know how it works. Because
that bothered me. That bothered me how it like was a tiny little coil and she was like throwing it across an airfield. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's obviously magic, dude. It can make people tell the truth.
Okay. That's
it probably has like enough. Infinite length, dude. I don't
fair
know.
Fair enough. Okay.
I get you there. I can see that, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I'm just like, I think it looks like light bright and I don't like it. But my biggest thing that took me out of the movie and it made me so sad because it was like right at the end when I was like the most into it was when she picks up the tank and she's going to throw it. And then, like, they cut to, I think it might have just been the way that she was standing, but when she, like, throws the tank instead of crushing Dr. Poison with it, it's so fakey looking. Like,
It, like, floats to the ground. Like,
deuces. And it, like, tosses it.
It, like, floats to the ground. Yeah,
tosses it like it's, like, a balloon. Like, and I'm like.
Yes, I know. Ugh.
And I think it was the angle and the fact that she was holding, like, a nothing.
Like
basically.
A box?
Yeah.
Have you seen Kung Fury?
No.
Okay, because there's a scene in there where it's, you know, that's an insane movie. He picks up a tank.
Yeah.
And does basically the same thing. And it looks exactly the same. And like that's not a good comparison because Kung Fury was
Kung
like
Fury is like a $10 movie.
Like a low budget, like D quality movie, you know?
Right.
Like
And it's not even a movie because it's only like 38 minutes long, isn't it?
Which, by the way, if you haven't yet, definitely watch it because it's actually one of my favorite trash things ever.
Okay.
It's so good.
It's free on YouTube, isn't it?
And it's also on Netflix.
It's on Netflix?
Yep.
Hold on, I'm losing you here.
Who?
You there? Oh, I hear you now.
Hello?
Oh, now you're all goofy. Dang, dog.
Oh, no. Am I wonky? Oh.
You kind of sound a little disturbed, but I can hear you now.
Well, that doesn't affect anything because you're still getting my recording.
Right, but
so
I can't just
matter.
Hear what you're saying.
Oh, you can't hear me?
I can. You're going like, so I can't really hear you. Now I can hear you.
Okay.
It was just like a weird little bloop. We're using That's Skype. Cool. Yay. Skype sucks. Unless you're going to sponsor us, then you're great. But yeah, that was like, I'm so sad that that took me out because that was so fake looking.
Yeah. So I got plenty of facts today that I forgot about. You know how I was talking about earlier how they like stopped doing the Wonder Woman like feminist girl power thing?
Uh-huh.
And like this was the first movie in a long time to actually like bring that back. I was correct, just to make sure like you know that. But along with that, this movie has actually been in development technically since 1996.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's why there hasn't been anything, because this has been the movie that was supposed to bring it back a long time ago. That's also probably why this movie's like badass.
If it came out in 2005, it would have been literally Catwoman, and it would have been terrible.
Okay, the Catwoman or like, yeah, I was going to say Fantastic Four, but that was a way better description. So,
because Catwoman's also DC, and it came out in that time frame.
And that was a great movie.
It was terrible. It was like, oh, like, could you imagine? It'd be like, Wonder Woman has to stop a lipstick company because Dr. Poison's poisoning lipstick.
Like, oh, it would have been some shit like
it
that.
It would have been terrible. And she would have been like a fashion designer. And I'd been like, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Oh, my God. Which she basically was at the end of this movie.
She just wore good clothes.
Did you? She is a great dresser. Good for her. I bet her kids love it.
I know that you told us at the beginning that we're not going to talk about how she looks.
Okay.
But we're gonna, because I think that was like a key feature of this movie was like, hey, everybody on the Amazon planet island looks amazing, right? And then we go.
Yeah, like even the older people, like they were all very attractive.
Yeah. Then we go to like real place land, London, and then we just see all these people wearing all these London clothes, and like other than the secretary who like doesn't look like she's dying because she looks like she has some money, all like the like the people that are like losing like their stuff from like the war and things and like being like caught in travel just look so shitty, like they like not like they just look like they've been like through it all, and it's like terrible, like they look like fit the part. And then here's Wonder Woman who's like dressed to the nines, and she just looks like,
and, like glowing.
Yeah, she's like a model from like
she's a glowing
2017 model. And then there's like people that are like, I don't have food for my kids, and she's like, I'm Wonder Woman, bitch, fuck them, fuck those kids.
Except she wouldn't, you know, she even tried to like help some of those people.
She did. She saved the whole town.
She's yes, like, yes. She's amazing.
They're like, no, we can't save everybody. She's like, I'm gonna. I'm like,
bitch, I'm gonna.
I love
Gal Gadot.
Because it was like, I'm really glad that they did that, actually. I didn't think they were gonna have her. I thought they were just gonna be like, she has to make a choice and she's gonna go for the main villain. And no, she's just like, I'm gonna charge the front, dog.
I'm going to do it all because I'm the best.
She just like, and I like that she's like learning. Her escalation to learning her powers is super awesome too.
It's so good. Because it's so
when
good.
She's a little kid, she's like, I'm going to fight, whatever, you know. Then she like trains as she grows up.
Yep.
And then she unleashes like that like blast. And do you think that she did that before or that was the first time she's ever done it?
I think that was the first time she's ever done it.
Because I was like thinking that as well, and then I was like,
"Which I have a question for you."
Okay.
You know how she's had those armbands on, probably new ones, but since she was a kid.
Yeah.
Is that like a thing that like comes with her god status type thing?
No, I think those are like just armbands.
Okay, it was just kind of weird because like not everybody was wearing some, so I was like,
"Well, when she was little, she had different ones, obviously, but."
Oh, yeah, obviously. But I'm saying, like, is that, like, a thing she needs to wear all the time? Is there something weird with her arms? Like, I don't know.
No, that's just a part of armor that she likes to wear. Obviously, okay. For those reasons, she can just deflect, like, arrows and bullets, apparently.
Which is badass
and
as fuck.
And she can, like, block swords and stuff with them.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think she needs it, really, because earlier she is hit by that bullet, like, scraped. And she's okay. But I think now she's obviously stronger. She probably doesn't even need it. But she just does it anyway. Uses them anyway.
Because she's... if you could tell a little bit, she likes to look good.
She looks good. And she can like deflect bullets back at people because she deflected that one right back into the barrel of the gun.
Yeah.
Which.
Yeah, exactly. That was cool as hell.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna ruin this movie for you a little bit.
No.
My turn.
Okay.
So in this movie, when they're in the trenches,
yeah,
you ready for this? There's a cameo that happens.
Is it the old Wonder Woman?
No, it's not. Do you want to guess, or do you want me to like?
Is it an American?
Yes.
Is it somebody I should care about?
Maybe.
I don't care. Tell me.
It's Zack Snyder.
Is he dead?
No, he's like a live soldier in with the trenches.
Should have been blown up.
I know.
Maybe he died later. Who knows?
He probably did.
I don't care. I don't care if he's in it, as long as he's not the one ruining it.
I just thought it was funny. Yeah.
Wow. That just ruined it for me. I'll never watch it again. I hate it.
Never watch it again.
1 out of 10, Zack Snyder was in it. I thought you were going to tell me something crazy. And I was going to be like,
shit. Sorry. You know how you said that in 2005 they would have chose a really shit actor if they did it?
Yeah.
They were going to ask Angelina Jolie to do it.
I'm going to tell you what. That's exactly okay. Who I thought they were going to ask. I was like, it's going to be Angelina Jolie. That's prime. She just got stopped doing like 5 Lara Croft movies.
Yeah, I was going to say all those Lara Croft movies.
Like she's going to be tomb raiding her way into Wonder Woman. I mean, whatever. At the time, it probably would have worked.
Yeah.
Like the look.
No, it probably wouldn't have.
The look would have worked. Not the movie. The look would have been fine.
Oh, okay. You know? Yeah, well, I guess.
She's got big boobs and she already wears her hair like Wonder Woman does. So what else do you need? That was probably... Yeah, I know. But that was probably their thought process. They're probably like, she probably look good in the outfit. And she already wears her hair like that. Number one in the biz. You know? But...
I'm figuring out things as we do this. They're actually... They did do a lot of recording at an airbase for some scenes.
Probably so the scene where they're actually, at the airbase.
I don't believe it.
I don't think so either. Here's the thing. Dr. Poison tells the general, I made these last night to help you regain your strength.
Right.
And then he like snorts that crystal meth and then gets like the super strength. What does he need to regain strength for?
That was them like trying too hard to make him look like Ares, I think.
Yeah. But like that's literally something that no normal person. Why wouldn't they just give that to like every soldier?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like just go in there and then just start tearing shit apart. You know. Obviously, it makes you super strong.
She only had like 7 of them.
She made that overnight. She could make a million of them.
Yeah, but. Well, yeah.
I guess. You know what I mean? It's like you're making all this shitty poison that like will kill you. And how does it? Okay, so that poison can break glass and stuff. Then how are they containing it?
I have no idea.
When they're testing it,
in metal capsules. That's what it was. It was in the metal thing.
But when they were testing it to look at the results, like.
Yeah,
you had to use glass or whatever to see.
Oh yeah, they were using glass to see through it. Yeah, that's not a smart thing.
Yeah, so how, like, does it, or was that like plastic? Plastic, is that invulnerable to nitrogen or whatever the hell it was?
So for the dumbasses who don't realize, the people who made this movie, gas masks didn't have glass like for the eye spots. That was plastic. So when they made like glass breaking noises, that wasn't correct.
And when it cracked like that.
So I get the point, but it should have melted. But either way, which was an actual issue because that was, I believe, mustard gas that came out that I think melted through the plastic. So.
And now they're like, we're going to make this shit that can kill anybody for no reason.
That can fuck you.
Why? That's an insane, like... I suppose nukes are crazy, but like That's way crazier. A little bit. Like just a poison that just like destroys like a town.
Dude, Agent Orange. Enough said.
I suppose. I don't like anything.
So we did Nam, dude. We freaking Agent Orange'd like a ton of civilians, just like melted them.
Yeah, but that's different. They deserved it.
I don't think that's different.
No, you're right. I don't like any of it. I'm not a big war fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I really liked how Gal Gadot did a really good job of acting and portraying seeing new things for the first time.
I know.
It was very believable. It was very believable.
Yeah, she was like, is this a type of battle armor? I was like, no.
Or dude, the scene with him in the tub where she's like, what's that? And he's like, oh, the watch.
I loved that. It was so good. I loved it. I like also that like it made her seem like she's never knew anything. And then like knew anything about. And I also like that they explained like why she can speak English. Because it's like, why do they speak English so good? She knows all the languages.
We know like 90 languages, yeah.
She said like 600 or 6,000 or something crazy.
Oh, I thought she said 90, but okay.
No, like an insane amount of languages.
Just a crazy amount.
Yeah. And I was like, that's awesome. And that's why I like that she was talking to that translator. She literally could have done this whole thing by herself.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Well, yeah, but she did, like, she did, take me to the war. Like, because she's from like it's like a small island. You'd be able to get there easy. She doesn't know the world.
She's like adorable too. Like that's the best part of all of this. It's like kiddish, but not. She's like she's mature, but she's also like brand new to the concept, and like everything about it was awesome, including The other characters in this movie were well fleshed out too, surprisingly. Even characters we don't know anything about, who are just there as like secondary people when they're fighting, they were still really good characters.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, I think Gal Gadot wouldn't have done as well if Chris Pine wasn't amazing in this as well.
Agreed. And also, I'm surprised that Chris Pine even agreed to do this. He didn't seem like a superhero guy, you know?
Dude, he's Captain Kirk.
I wouldn't know that because I haven't seen.
Because you don't like Star Trek. Yeah, he's Captain Kirk, and like.
But that's not like a. That's not a superhero. That's like.
But that's like sci-fi. It's basically the same.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You're telling me that people that don't. You're telling me that people that aren't huge sci-fi geeks don't like comic books.
No way! I don't. No, you're wrong.
I like to think that everybody loves them. No,
well,
basically,
now they do.
If you get asked to be in a superhero movie, you say yes, because you make $1 billion.
Definitely right now, especially with DC right now, because they'll pay you even if it's shit.
They pay you more if it's shit. But like if he wasn't like his acting of like, how do I talk to this girl about like. Oh, this is what marriage is, and this is like, I can't sleep in this bed with you, and he's trying so hard not to be like, I'm like trying not to make it sound like he's trying to like bang her, but she's just like, oh, I know what laying with a man is, and he's just like a bumbling fool. I love that whole thing.
which this is my issue for every movie, and that's just a personal thing. I'm not a huge fan of romantic stuff like in movies,
right?
So when like they kissed and everything, I was like, oh, come on. But really? It wasn't so bad that's how it was with Rogue One as well. But it wasn't so bad that like, again, it ruined the movie for me. I was just like, okay, let's get on with the goddamn movie.
He's an actual love interest of hers.
No, I know that. Like I said earlier, that was like the whole focal point for a while with Wonder Woman. But I don't care, but I understand it's necessary for her character.
Normally I don't care, but I think this time it actually made sense.
Well, Mike was like, I get to see Gal Gadot make out with someone.
Yeah.
And
I love it. No, I don't love it. You know, because she's not making out with me. No, because... like she meets the guy, they like go on this journey, And then like they save the town, and he's like dancing with her and explaining like all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they have like a moment, you know.
Yeah, no, it was cute. I'm never about that in movies.
Obviously.
So, like, that's just a personal
obviously
thing.
You just don't know how it is, dog. You never been, you know, in the war.
Never been in love. In the war. Oh. Whoops.
You take what you need to, you know. Go, hey,
what are you saying?
This might be the last day of us, either of us being alive, you know. This moment right here is real special.
Mike, any moment with you is special.
That's scissor, they said.
Let's scissor.
You know?
You didn't hear my thing I said to you.
I did. You said any moment with me is special.
It's true, baby.
It is true, baby. You steal my words right out of my mouth. Whatever. I thought it was great. But also, I just love everything. I just, like...
I know you do.
Because...
Wait. Did you just say you love everything?
I love everything.
In this movie.
No, I think it poisoned me. Because I went to Baywatch yesterday.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
I heard it was the worst.
It's so bad. It's so good.
There was literally quotes that were saying even... Oh, they said The Rock's pecs weren't big enough to save this movie.
It was great. I don't know if they're telling you. It was awesome. It was the best. I'll tell you about it later. It's good.
Okay, sounds good.
So in Thor 1, he kind of has like this, I don't know what's going on in this world type thing going on.
Right.
And I think that they did it better in this, mostly because I love her and I like Chris Hemsworth, but he ain't Gal Gadot, so. Yeah.
Dude, isn't it crazy that we're saying DC did like things better than Marvel right now in this movie?
Because I've been telling people like,
that's so crazy.
Because I've been seeing people go, I'm like, hey, I'm, like the other thing I've been asking people, like, have you seen Doctor Strange? And then they go, yeah. And I'm like, it was better than that. Like, this was better than. This
a
is
lot
good.
Of, a lot of things. Yeah, this is a
like
really
Marvel
good movie.
Has like, a really good way of being completely average. Or great. Like, they don't do, like, bad. They only do, like, average or amazing. Like, you know?
And they're good enough so, like, the casual person can just walk in and be like, oh, cool movie, you know?
They're fine. Yeah. You know? And the origins are, like, whatever. This is formulaic, you know? And then this is a fine whatever movie. But then, like, this movie, it was like, boom, 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 out of the park. All the way across the board. Loved it.
Yep, they weren't cramming four movies into one. This was like a good, solid movie, a standalone, you know?
Yeah.
Very good.
There's this picture going around the internet, and it's of Wonder Woman.
Is it the one that I shared?
Is that, did you share that?
Yeah, I shared that.
That was you?
Yeah,
I don't think I've been
on Facebook.
I think
I might have tagged you in it. I might have tagged you in it, actually.
I'm going on the internet right now, hacking in.
Okay.
I have a really crazy keyboard it makes lots of type noises.
Does it glow?
Yep, it's red.
Nice. No, nice.
Oh, I accidentally went on the wrong thing. Final Fantasy thing. By the way, Final Fantasy, love it. A lot of great things. Yeah, that is you. Current state of the DC Cinematic Universe, it is just Wonder Woman carrying Batman and Superman. That's so true.
Yeah, no, it's 100%. I had a question. Oh, okay. I have a question for you.
Ask it.
You ready for it? Yeah. Logan or Wonder Woman?
Here's the thing, dog. I love Gal Gadot so much that I love her. Logan was awesome, but I like Wonder Woman better.
Really?
Dude, I love her. I went in and I was like, I love everything about this. I just love everything about it. I've never been this happy at a movie in my life.
That's crazy.
For years. I think the last time I've been this happy for a movie was never. I can't think of a movie that I've been this excited about, you know? Fast and the Furious, you know?
Okay, I was about to say, you weren't excited for The Fast like this, or?
This movie is the entire The Rock in the Rock telling that joke in Fast 8, man. That's what this movie is to me. Just that the whole time.
It's crazy you say that, because I would have gone with Logan, no question, still.
Really?
Yeah. That's just because I really like Logan is one of, it's number one tied with probably Return of the Jedi, you know?
Well, here's the thing about Logan. And it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
It's depressing.
Well, yeah, but I'm a very cynical person, so that goes up my alley.
I'm used to being depressed all the time, but I'm like, this is a movie that made me feel like hope for life, you know? I cried in this, by the way.
You cried at Wonder
did.
Woman?
I did. And I'll tell you the part that happened, and it doesn't make any sense. It's like the most...
Well, go.
Okay.
Sure.
The scene... It's so fucking stupid because it doesn't, no emotional like thing going on at all. It was just me like going, it's happening. They're doing it.
Oh my God.
She gets out of the trench to and is like walking up, and it's after she's like stopping all the bullets with her shield, and like she gets to the city and everybody's like behind her, and she's like, I'm going in. And she runs in, and I just like, I just start crying. My eyes are just tearing.
Oh my God.
I'm like,
oh
my she's going to save this town. I'm just like, she's doing it. She's doing what nobody else wanted to do. She's the best. And I was just like so happy because I was like, I felt hopeful for like once in my life in like a superhero movie. Like I was like, something good's going to happen. These people are going to be saved and it's gonna be great and everybody's gonna be happy, and I just like,
and then they get
tears
bombed.
Roll down my eyes, man. Yeah, and then they
and
die
then they all die.
But I mean, that scene just got to me. I was just like, she's doing it, man. She's doing what she said she was coming to do.
Yeah
and everybody was rallying behind her, and it was just like a, yeah, we're gonna take them down. And I was like, yeah, they're gonna take them down. Yeah, they're dead.
They're all dead now. It's cool.
But yeah, man, I cried, man.
Yeah,
you think it'd be like, oh, when Chris Pine dies or something. Nope, it's just
right,
just a scene where she walks into the town. You know,
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Stupid. I loved it. I don't care. I loved it. Logan was really good. Well, but I'm like, I'm over being depressed. Sometimes
you
need some happiness. Sometimes I need some happiness in my movies.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Listen, man, I also might be dying because I also like Baywatch. So,
yeah, what is going on with you, dude?
I saw two movies in 1 week that I liked. So I might be
something's
dying.
Weird.
I think poisoned. I'm dying.
Are you even alive right now?
I might be a ghost.
Is this real?
Not even Patrick Swayze.
Dude, is this Sucker Punch? Are we in a dream?
I'm in a dream inside a dream. I'm in Zack Snyder's dream.
Where
Mike Allison liked a movie.
Dude, we're Zack Snyder's nightmare. That's what we are.
I wish. whatever, man. You didn't get one little bit of emotion, dog. You weren't like, oh my God. So
I didn't. I to be 100% honest.
You're
like,
too,
like the movie ended and I was like, oh cool.
You're too manly,
that's
man.
That's about it.
You're too manly.
That's it. I'm too manly for this.
I wish there was a high quality version of this online that I could just steal so I could watch it right after this.
I bet there is. I mean, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, and this is why. Because it's too late for me to go to the movie. Like, thinking about it, I want to go back. I might go tomorrow. I can't. I have an internship.
Jesus Christ.
I love this movie. I'll watch it like 9 times. I don't care.
Okay,
I don't care,
dude.
Man.
All right.
I don't care.
Okay, man.
I like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I guess, but not as much.
I was hearing it wasn't good.
It's okay. It's not as good as the first one, but it's like...
Yeah, which people told me because I hated the first one, I shouldn't go see the second one.
I still think you should see it, yeah.
Whatever.
You'll probably like it. I don't know, man.
We'll see about that. I don't know.
So in Baywatch, at the beginning, The Rock dives in. They're playing like really hardcore music, right? And
wait,
then
The Rock dives?
Dives into the water. Oh. And they're playing like... Bum, 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 like sound music. And then he like dives in the water. And this guy's like... He's picking this guy out of the water, and then the words Baywatch fly out of the ocean, and a bunch of dolphins start jumping out of the water, and he's like rescuing this guy. And that's when he knew. Amazing movie. That's when he knew it was going to be complete garbage. It basically felt like, it felt like 21 Jump Street and Fast and the Furious sandwiched into one.
With Zac Efron. So trash.
No, Zac Efron is actually like the butt of every joke.
Well, yeah, because like, he what does he do in every movie? He plays Zac Efron. Like, there's no character ever.
Nah, in this one, he's a Olympic gold medalist, and he
so Zac Efron just pretending.
And they have to get him to be a team player. It's good. He does a good job.
All right, sure. We'll see about that.
It's fine. If you go there going, hey, this is gonna be shitty, but it's gonna be fun.
Okay.
If you go there going like, this is gonna be the next, this is gonna be the next Citizen Kane. Then you're gonna get your butthole tucked. You know? You know?
Why would you ever think that though?
Some people are assholes. I don't know. I go to every movie thinking it's gonna be the next Citizen Kane. Look at me.
No, you don't.
I hate it all.
Yeah, you walk in and you go, this is gonna be the next piece of shit movie that we watched.
It's gonna be every movie I've watched. I don't know. Sometimes I have fun. Not often. Okay. Twice.
Not
twice
often.
This week.
Twice? Twice in your entire life?
Twice this week. I don't know, Doc.
Okay.
All right. Whatever. Do you got anything else you want to add before we go on?
No. Let's do the thing.
All right, babies. Would it be better with Michael Cera?
Yes.
Who would play Michael Cera?
I thought about this for a little while, okay? And I truly think we have two solid options.
Okay.
Either I want him to either be the Irish dude.
Okay.
Which that's like an honest pick.
I totally
like
forgot about those people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But and I was just thinking about them at the same time. So tell me how that works.
So yeah. So Irish dude, or I'd want him to be. I'd want him to be the commander dude from the fucking German army.
The guy that's like the dude from X-Men Origins.
Yeah, that guy. I think that would be fun.
Sweet, that's legit. I get you.
Yeah, those are my two choices. Yep.
I'm gonna say Dr. Poison.
All right.
Like, just if it was a male character. It'd be Michael Cera. It'd be perfect. Just him with like that plastic on his face. He would look pretty cool actually, like that.
Now that I'm thinking
about
it,
would fit.
Dude,
I think it would work.
Maybe like shave his head.
No, I still want him to have the hair he has.
Okay. You wanted the Jufro. Okay.
Or I want him to have like kind of like a. No, he has like a normal person haircut now. He doesn't have like the crazy shaggy hair.
Oh, he doesn't? I haven't seen him recently.
Yeah, he's got the normal hair now.
I'm looking right
but
now.
Yeah. Well, last time I saw him, you know, in a video. So who knows when it was. But, yeah, maybe in my head I have a different picture, but whatever. I think it works. Yeah, Dr. Poison. Or Ares.
Nice. Like I was saying.
But he would be too young to play that part, so.
Oh, I'll make him look old. It'll be fine. CGI it.
CGI him. Dude, Ares' mustache in that helmet was amazing.
Can we? Okay, actually, now that we're bringing this up, can we talk about this for a goddamn second?
About Ares?
He's nothing like a god at all. Like, first of all, that's the guy from Harry Potter, right? That's Ron's dad.
No.
No, not Ron's dad. That's,
He's Lupin or something.
One of the teachers. Yeah. So I was like, whoa, this dude is not like Ares at all. he doesn't resemble. So they put the helmet on him, which was fine. But before they put the helmet on him, I was like, that poor man. Wonder Woman's going to hurt him so bad.
when they did the flashback with him and Zeus, and it just showed him like younger looking. That looks super legit. Like I was like, yeah,
no,
he's
totally,
Ares.
Totally.
And now he looks
which
older.
I get like. Right, and I get it, like, he was blending into the times, just like Gal Gadot does, I mean, Wonder Woman does now, but at the same time, I was like, he just does not feel like a, you know, Ares at all.
But, yeah, when he was just flying around in his, like, pea coat, you know, but,
yeah, I was
when he got the armor on, he was super cool.
Yeah, no, totally, I agree with that.
But, yeah, whenever they zoom up to his face, his mustache was just sticking through the, I was just like, I don't picture people in helmets wearing mustaches like that.
Yeah. Or if I do, I think of like Monty Python, you know?
Oh, yeah, like a crazy mustache or like a crazy beard or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, whatever. I don't think Michael Cera would have worked for that, though, even though I would want it.
In our hearts, Michael Cera.
Let's skip doing the thing on this one.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Because there's no thing in this. We can only do the thing for horror movies. How about?
All right, I'm done with that. Yeah.
And then who is the most valuable primate in this movie?
And we can't choose Gal Gadot. How about that?
Fine.
Because that's too easy. Because we all know Gal Gadot, like,
she
definitely
is the best.
Is.
Yeah, I agree.
And to be 100% honest, if I'm not going to choose Gal Gadot, it's going to be It's going to be Robin Wright who played... No, not Robin Wright. Who's the other woman? Basically, Wonder Woman's mom.
Oh, really?
That's going to be my choice. Yep, she did a really good job. And I for the first time like ever, I was like, wow, the origin story parent is actually really good at their character.
And, yeah, I guess I never thought about her. So I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. I didn't feel like, oh, this parent's shitty. You know.
Yeah, so I liked her. She played it well. So
I'm gonna go Chris Pine.
Understandably.
I liked his sacrifice. I liked his like journey that he made.
Yep.
I like that he kinda tried helping Wonder Woman through everything and trying to get her to understand the modern world. It was super patient with her. It was crazy how patient he was.
Incredibly patient, yeah.
Because he was probably
being a spy, he
and he didn't even know that she was superpowered until after she did the superpowered thing.
Yeah, which is insane. He like totally was like, all right, I'll bring this woman onto a battlefield. And we're like, whoa.
Like the thing that he didn't think she was that powerful even when she deflected the bullets, I don't think.
Right, because that's like whatever. But like she
then she just like jumps out of the trench
and just like runs through machine guns. Yeah. Like what?
Just deflecting machine gun fire with her bracelets. And then puts
insane.
The shield. That scene I kind of didn't like that much, but even though that's the part that made me cry right after, like I just thought that the machine gun thing, I was like, why are they only shooting at her?
Well, it's because there's this woman who, like, nobody can shoot, and she's running through the middle of the battlefield. I totally understand why they're doing that.
Oh, I suppose they're just trying to stop her. And then they shoot her with, like, a mortar or whatever, and she just deflects it.
That's insane.
That was a good scene. I changed my mind on the whole thought process of not liking it.
Yeah. Which, the only issue I have with that scene is if the mortar, you know how she deflected with her shield?
Uh-huh.
It totally would have blew up when it hit her shield.
Yeah, either way, it was fine, though.
Yeah, but it was still a cool scene.
Yeah. Maybe she just hit it just right so that, like, I don't know, just redirected
it. Did
she
use her magic shield?
Who knows, man? Who cares?
Okay.
It still was fun.
I mean, her plot armor?
Her plot armor is her actual armor.
I know.
For once in the movies.
Anyways.
Least, what do you like the least?
It's either the romance or the CGI. I think it's more the CGI. Because that was the one thing that bothered me even when I like came back and I was sleeping. Like I was going to sleep and I was like, that CGI wasn't great.
Just, you know? Leave the movie theater. CGI kind of sucked, man.
No, people were pissed at me because they're like, this is a great movie. And all I did was I walked out and I was like, I didn't like that CGI. And they're like, but the movie was so good. And I was like, this is kind of what I do.
Listen, man. Yeah, you just tell them, hey, this is what I do for... this is my part of my job. I have to be an asshole. You don't have to be, but it's easy. Because like you just... if you watch so much bad stuff, you just
it's
get...
It's easy to be an asshole about everything. Mm-hmm.
But like...
Especially after... Yep.
Normally, we have so many flaws. And all we did was talk good about other than like three things. That's super rare in our podcast. Like, very rarely, unless it's like a movie I like... that we don't talk shit about it, you know?
Right. So that speaks huge numbers about this movie. Like, this is really a really good movie. Definitely going to be a classic to come.
It's very rare that we all like it, too. You know?
True. That's very true, you know?
I think my least favorite thing was the last little bit of fight where the German soldier guy gets, like, stabbed with the sword. I thought for some reason like that was so boring, like just nothing. I think it was because I was like, that's the end of that. We're gonna have to fight Dr. Poison now.
Oh, okay.
And then it turned out I didn't have to fight Dr. Poison. So yeah, so that was my least favorite part, but only because I'm dumb, and I'll admit it for once.
It's weird that Dr. Poison like
just gets
wasn't
to escape.
Actually that. Well, yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal either, though. Like, it's kind of like, hey, you're there, and you never, like, fight anyone, ever.
Yeah.
You know?
All she does is make some poison.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
Dr. Poison, like, was an actual villain, wasn't she?
I don't know. I don't know much. Probably.
Okay.
I don't think they'd make up a character.
Yeah.
So, you know how they're going to get Chris Pine into the future movies?
They're not.
They are.
How?
It's going to be like his like great great grandson or something crazy.
Are you fucking kidding me? God damn it.
Like he had like an illegitimate kid or something crazy.
Could we not do that?
That's what they were planning, but it seems like they can't now that we think about it. Maybe they can.
Yeah. No, they. I really wish they wouldn't.
They probably will.
God fucking damn it.
Oh well, who cares?
Fuck it.
So, do we like it or do we burn it down and leave? Obviously, well, we loved it. I loved
it. Yeah, I think... So, out of 10, what would you get it?
I'll give it a 9. I really liked
it,
though.
Where I was... I was going, like, a 9 or an 8.5 around there. Yep. So, like, very similar to IMDb's rating.
I don't know, but here's the thing. If it didn't have my girl, I think I might have just gave it an 8. Just because I just love her, you know?
Right. Well, being 100% honest, I said this before I even watched the movie... If this movie's good, like Gal Gadot was like born for this role.
Yeah, she's
great. Like fits it perfectly. She's an Israeli warrior back from being in the Israeli army. She knows how to fight. She has the look of an Amazonian. Like she's badass, you know?
Yeah.
Like she fits this role perfectly.
Yeah. And I honestly can't think of anybody else who would play that I would think would be good.
As good as Gal Gadot. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yep.
But, yeah, whatever. Okay. Yeah. We both agreed. We're not burning it. We're keeping it.
Agreed.
I'm buying
we
it on
We are keeping
Blu-ray.
Wonder Woman.
It's going to be great.
Probably twice.
I'll only buy it once.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't need two copies.
Oh.
Maybe I'll get my dad one, though. So I'll get two.
There you go. Yeah.
One for... But I am going to get the poster. I'm going to see my cousin has the poster. And I'm going to get it framed. Okay. Because my cousin is a manager at a movie theater.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. I want to get the Justice League poster. Anyway.
And then cross out Superman and Batman. What?
No, there's a one that's just standalone Wonder Woman.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's super cool. And then I'm going to get a Baywatch poster.
God damn it.
I'm joking on nothing. Help. Anyway. do you got anything to plug?
Nothing much. We might have a live show coming up. That's about it.
Sweet. I also have a little thing. My new podcast that I'm starting, it's on redpersona.com. It's called So Many Games. It's just me talking about games I have because I have too many. And, I have to play them. So I'm going to play some of them and tell you if they're good or not. So yeah, that's it. First one we're doing is, Dark Souls 3. Because I've been playing it. And that seems like the best way to start. Then like Persona and Final Fantasy. And then like...
Shit, I still play Persona 5.
You still haven't played it?
No, I keep forgetting about it.
Then what else am I... ARMS, I'll probably review ARMS, you know.
Oh, ARMS is going to be dope, yep.
Yeah. There's all sorts of good stuff. So, whatever, dog.
Yeah.
RedPersona.com.
Yep.
So many games.
You know what it is.
BIDAL podcast at Twitter. Tell us if you think this is a good movie. Yep. Like and review us on iTunes if you love us.
Leave a review.
Leave us a review. You love us. We love you. Review us. We love you.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
And that's about it.
Yeah. So yeah, you know what it is. We'll see you all in the next week.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.